dreams come true.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the No Luck At It podcast, the number one podcast for young entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs who are tired of being entrepreneurs. You already know how we rock on this podcast, man. This podcast for anybody who's chasing a dream. If anybody who's chasing a dream, anybody who's chasing excellence, anybody who's building a business right now, this podcast is for you. As a matter of fact, I dedicated this episode just for you, this song just for you. Let's rock out for a moment.
I've been waiting on this my whole life.
This episode for anybody who's ever lost sleep for their dream, anybody in that pursuit, this episode is for you, baby. We're gonna rock out.
You say, I think I'm never wrong.
Yeah, I know you misunderstood. I know you misunderstood. I know that feeling. You might be listening to this in your cubicle right now. I know that feeling. You might be listening to this at a warehouse job. I know the feeling. You may be listening to this, You may be listening to this at a moment where your business ain't doing what it want to do. The money ain't moneying. This episode's for you today, baby. Let's get it. I'm going to be real with y'all. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. This album is one of my favorite. We going to cut it in a moment, but I got to. I wish I could see my feet right now. All right, let's get to it. Listen, man. Today, I was reminded, man. Let me get myself together. I was reminded of the cost that we pay for our dreams, right? I was reminded. So it's crazy because you can hear something so many times, and depending on where you are in your life, it may not hit for real, right? And then you will hear it at another point in your life and you're like, yo, I know I heard this before, but for some reason it's doing something to me right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm listening to a podcast by Ed Milet, one of my favorite podcasts actually to listen to. Ed Milet, if you don't know who that is, he's on my Entrepreneur Hall of Fame, right? He's one of the greatest entrepreneurs to live. His content is tremendous. His perspective is crazy. And he was interviewing David A. Arnold, who just passed away. Rest in peace. Blessings to his family, prayers to his family, who just passed away. But he was talking about his journey on this podcast. And what's crazy is, like, this man's been doing big things for a long time now, right? And he's kind of been like behind the scenes. Like, he's been doing his comedy thing, but for the most part, the success that he has obtained has been like behind the scenes. It's been producing shows. It's been writing for shows. It's been those types of things, right? And near the end of the podcast, the middle to the end of the podcast, they get to talking about like the cost of the dream, right? The cost of it. Like, it took him 17 years to get to the level of success that he really wanted. He was talking about the cost, y'all. Now, David, if you know anything about David A. Arnold, you know that he had battles with addiction. You know he had multiple setbacks due to those battles. So maybe it took him a little bit longer because of that. But it got me to thinking, like, yo, the cost of a dream. Like, how much is your dream worth to you? Because Ed says, and nobody says it better than he says it, but most people's will to win can be bought. Your will to win can be bought. You start off the journey so excited, so on fire, so ready to run through a wall. And then after several rounds, because most of us, we can endure. Like, come on now, we come from places that we got to endure from, right? Like we know how to persevere. But what I've noticed, and this is true for me, what I've noticed about entrepreneurship is, like, it's a never-ending battle. It's a never-ending battle. Even when you're at a different level of money, like, even, I'm not even talking about, like, ultimate success. I'm talking about, like, you started from zero, and now your business makes $5,000 a month. Even when you go from that to that, it's still a battle. Even if everything's covered, it's still a battle because now you're trying to get to that next level. And that next level takes you through a whole nother level of hell. A whole nother level of mental anguish. Like I was telling my students this yesterday. I was telling them like, yo, when you start from zero, you come out the gates running so hard that just to get to level one, you almost like fatigued, right? For all my Dragon Ball Z fans, you got to take a Senzu Bean after that one. If you don't know nothing about Dragon Ball Z, a Senzu Bean basically would give them their endurance back. It would literally bring them back to life. Like if they was beat down, if they was fatigued, if they didn't have nothing else to give, that Senzu Bean would bring them back to life. And I was telling him, like, yo, when you come from zero, just to get to one, you use so much energy just to get to one. That first year literally almost took me out. I'm like, yo, how am I still standing after this year one? Like, I don't even know if I stopped to take a breath running so hard. Then to get to level two, you got to find another, you finding another level that of win that you didn't even know existed. I'm just being honest with you. You find a whole nother level you didn't even know that you can reach. Like, you like, yo, I went down in my bag. And even though year two for me was the year that everything shut down, the pandemic, like, I even ran harder doing then. I took that time to learn so much, to make changes to the business, to work on the business that are in the business. Like, I was running even harder. Now we're on year three, and sometimes I'm like, yo, okay, let me take a step back real quick because I'm gonna need to get myself together to make sure that I can go at the level that I need to go at to get to level four. Like, it's what I'm saying is the cost of the dream. And most people's will to win can be bought with enough failure, with enough setbacks, with enough losses, with enough doubt, people doubting you, with the lack of support. Your will to win can be bought. And here's the thing that he said in the interview when he's talking to David A. Arnold. He was like, yo, nobody would even blame you. That's the crazy part. Like, literally, if I was like, yo, I'm just going to go get a job. I'm just going to, you know, work that corporate ladder again. I'm going back in the military. Nobody would even blame me because they, like, most people know that it's hard. Now, they may group me in and be like, okay, he quit just like us. They may group me in because there is a group that's just waiting for you to join them. Just waiting for you to join them. There is a group. There's a group of people that lost and they just waiting for you to join. They like, okay, like, I didn't think they was going to make it this long. He made it this long, but I know about year five, you know, like, there's a group. There is a group and nobody would blame you. Nobody's going to blame you for quitting at this moment. That's the crazy part. Nobody would blame you through all the hardships that you went through. Nobody's going to blame you for saying, okay, you know what? That was a little, like, I knew the cost, but that was a little too heavy. Right? However, you would have to live with it. And that's the part that scares me the most. I'm going to be real with you. The part that scares me the most, y'all, is the fact that, okay, if you quit now, I'm 30 years old. If I quit now and I just drowned out my feelings for the next 30 years, eventually, like when I'm 60, 65, 70, and I'm at the crib, right? And I'm talking to my grandkids or my kid, like, I'm going to have to deal with the fact that I quit. I'm going to have to deal with the regret. That's what scares me the most. That part is what keeps me going, probably even more than the part about, okay, I can really win. I'm just being real with you. That's the part that's like, okay, if dealing with regret is such, like, I've seen what regret does to people. Like, I'm not just saying this to say this. Like, I've seen what it does to people. I've seen, Like, I've literally seen people become shells of themselves. I've seen it. I've seen people retract. I've seen it. So I'm asking you today, what is your dream worth? What's the price? Because here's the thing. If we knew the cost, we would be willing to pay it. Like, if you knew it was going to take you 5 years to get to where you want to get to, no matter what, like, if you knew that on year five, October, let's say October 1st, 2027, you know that you're going to hit $1 million. You know you're going to be successful. You know you're going to have everything that you want to have. You will find a way to endure. But the fact that you don't know, that's the part. You don't know how long it's going to take. You don't know. So you literally have to sprint. And I talked about pace several times on this podcast. There's different levels to the sprint, but it's still a sprint. There's different levels. Like, there's times where I can, like, sprint, like, all out. There's times where I can do that in my business, but that's a short period of time. Then there's times where I'm sprinting, but I'm still, like, keeping some in the tank because I know I'm going to have to do this for 6 months. And then there's times where the pace is a lot slower, but the load didn't get any lighter. The pace is slower. I'm trying to figure some things out. Does this work? Does that work? I'm throwing things at the wall. Okay, that didn't work. This worked. Let's try this for 90 days. Okay, I tried it for 90 days. Boom, now I can take the ball and go because I know this works. There's different paces, but at some point, you're going to get hit a point where it's like, okay, man, is this really worth it? Like, for real. And he said on that podcast, successful people don't look at the cost. They look at the worth of the dream. Like, they don't look like at what is costing them to get to where they're trying to get to. They look at what it's worth. It's worth going through this because my kids are going to benefit. My kids' kids' kids are going to benefit from this. Like, we're not just doing it for ourselves. We're looking into the future, or somebody else's kids are going to benefit from this. I hate the fact that when I go to the schools that I can't just boom, help a kid start a business. They need 2,000. They need 1,000. Boom. I can just give it. I can give it and give the guidance. And then, like, you see what I'm saying? It's not just about me. It's not just about mine. It's about everything that I'm going to be able to do. Even just building out a company, you know, you're going to have employees one day. You're going to have to lead them. You're going to have to make sure their family's good. What's the cost? I told a student yesterday, there's only, and I don't know, it just hit me like on my drive there. There's only really three reasons why people quit. It's fear, or they don't get started at all. It's fear, it's failure, and it's fatigue. The three F's, fear, failure, and fatigue. The fear can stop you from starting. It can stop you from going further. The failure, once again, can stop you from starting. The fear of failure can stop you from starting. Or the failures that you face in the game can stop you from going forward. Or the fatigue, right? Now, the fatigue is mostly for those who went through the first two, right? You went through the first two. You went through the fear. I went through the fear. I left the military. I tell people all the time, I did not quit my job. Like, I fulfilled my contract and got out. There's two different things, right? I got over the fear of getting out and going into business. I got over the fear of that first year, not knowing how things worked. I got over that fear, right? I experienced the failure. And now I'm in a space where I'm like, okay, we're working on not being fatigued. We're working on, or even, because you're going to get fatigued. Let me say that differently. I'm not working on not getting fatigued. I'm working on enduring through fatigue. See, and this is why I'm so huge on working out, because working out and trying to improve your health and your fitness, it really is an example of life. It really is. So I realized that when you're working out, you can hit fatigue and still go. Like, you could be fatigued and still pump out another 10 reps. You really can. Sometimes you got to drop the weight. Sometimes you got to go do a drop set. Sometimes you got to, you know what I'm saying, or put the weight down for a minute. Sometimes that's what you got to do. Or sometimes you just got to push yourself and you literally find a way to get through it. Like, there's many ways of getting through that fatigue. The only thing is not quitting in the fatigue. I remember when I first started lifting, like when Corey was training me, I remember like I would hit a number every time and that would be my quitting number. And he was like, bro, if I say do this amount, you literally will stop at that amount. I realized that literally I was shorting myself. And he was just watching me do it. Like he just wanted to see if I was going to stop. He just wanted to see if I was going to stop at that number. He put the number there just to see if I was going to push it because I knew I had more, or if I was just going to let it ride. And before he brought it to my attention, I let it ride. And that's what we do. That's what we do. We know we should probably put in another hour. We know that we should probably, you know, give it another 30 minutes. We know that we should get whatever it is we said we need to get done. We know that we should do that. However, sometimes we can convince ourselves that we've done enough. Okay, I did enough today. You know, today I did this, and this. That's better than this. Then I'm good. We're not rocking like that. This episode, this podcast is for those of us whose will to win cannot be bought. It can't be bought. There's no price on it. And I remember, and I can't remember who said this, but it changed me and my outlook and the way that I approached business with my family, with my wife, with my kids. I can't remember who said it, man. I want to give them their credit. Well, basically, they said that, you know, I was willing to lose everything except for my wife, except for my kids. As long as they were down for the journey, as long as the price wasn't too much to pay for them, I was willing to pay whatever it cost. And that's how I feel. And literally, me and my wife had this conversation. I'm willing to lose everything but you. Can you see the vision? I don't need you to see it all, but can you see where we're headed? Can you see what we're doing? Can you see the results? You've seen that we went from this to that. You've seen that from 0 to 80,000 last year. And I'm not bragging on that because that's not nothing, really. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then if you look at the profit margins, there could have been, you know. So I'm just saying we went from 0 to that. Can you see the result? Can you see the potential? Can you see that it's there? Because some of us, we want people to support us without no results. I'm not on that. I'm not on that. I don't want support that I can't prove. I want support after I've proven myself. So can you see it? Okay, boom. She's on board. She's going harder on her end of the business. Cool. As long as we're on the same page, we can endure anything. When we were about to lose our house, we can endure anything. We've had some moments from then, and we're gonna talk about it. But as long as we got each other and long we're still on the same page, we can endure anything. So today, I hope this episode helps. I hope that you think about the cost. Because sometimes maybe it's not, maybe there is a point where you're willing to not settle, but willing to say, okay, this is the bar. This is where I'm trying to get to. This is where I'm trying to get to, right? If I can make $30,000 a month and sustain that and improve, like I don't necessarily need a million a month. There are people that are like that. I don't want to put any limits. Like I've been very careful with setting goals. I don't know if I've talked about that. Maybe we'll do an episode on that, but I've been very careful on setting goals. I mostly call them milestones now because I don't want to put any limit on what I have the potential. Like, I don't want to put any caps on it. I don't want to say, well, I want to make $1 million a month, or I want to do this a month. I want to do that a month. And then God got a whole nother plan that's really greater than that. But since that's all I want, then here you go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that, right? I don't want that. So y'all, I hope this episode helps. You know what I need you to do. I need you to share. I need you to share this episode. Share this with some people that you love, some people on a journey, some people that you want to encourage. Share this episode, but only if it was good. Only if you got value from it. If you didn't get no value from it, don't share it. That's entrepreneurship. That's business to me. We're in business together. Don't share it if it's not good. But if it's good, if you got any value from it, please share it. Somebody else needs to hear it. Post it on your Instagram stories. Follow your boy at No Luck Added. No Luck Added on YouTube, Instagram. You will see it in the show notes. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I hope you have the greatest Friday of your life, even though Fridays don't really mean nothing for entrepreneurs. But I hope you have a great Friday, a great day. And like I said, I hope this podcast has helped you. Here, we getting out of here today, man. I love y'all. Have a great day.
And I wonder if you know what it means, what it means. And I wonder if you know what it means, what it means. And I wonder if you know what it means to find your dreams. And I